Sure, you hate to see two guys have to leave the field today. Different reasons, though, but Hageman and Terrence Jones, both of them.
Yes, you know, we hope certainly hope Terrence will be all right. We don't have any update right now, but as soon as we do, we'll release that information. But you know, anytime a player doesn't leave the field on his own power, you're always concerned about it.
Did he move at all before?
Guys, I'm not going to comment about any of that stuff. You know, he had the best medical attention when he was out there. Mm-hmm. So those guys do their job, and we'll get a report as soon as we can.
And Rashid was, you know, got into a little bit of a scuffle there.
Yes, he did, and he left the field, and I don't have any details on that. You know, I think we're all talking about competing and fighting for jobs, but we're not talking about fighting each other. We've got to understand that. You know, it's not what we're about. We're about competing and going out and trying to win a job, but we're not about fighting one another. And, you know, that's something that happens when it gets hot. And today it was hot, or hotter than what we've been used to practicing. But we've got to definitely get that fixed.
Are the number of injuries, Coach, concerning at this point, up to this point in camp?
No, they're not. You know, there are going to be injuries in training camp. You look across the league, there's teams every day that are having guys that are getting tweaked, and then there's even guys, as you know, that are getting major injuries and going to miss time. So not concerned about it. You know, we've got to continue to work smart, physical, and passionate, and that's you know, that's been the message from the very beginning. And I think we're doing the physical, and I think we're doing the passionate, but I don't know that we're always working as smart as we can. And that's something I think that we will continue to, you know, stress with our players.
Are you confident that you can get Tyrell Johnson caught up pretty quickly?
Yes, I'm very confident that we can get him up to speed. He's played a lot of games in the NFL. He's played both strong and free safety. We did a lot of work on him when he was coming out. It was our first draft class, and I do remember spending lots of time on him. We know what he is in terms of being able to play both strong and free safety.
What do you hope to accomplish? I know you can't talk about the specifics of the injury to Terran, but is it accurate to say he was taken to a hospital?
Yeah, he left the facility. Yes, and obviously, if he left the facility, he's gone to to get different care than what we're able to provide here in an EMT situation and get evaluated.
What are you hoping to get accomplished tomorrow against Tennessee?
I think it's going to be very important for us as a team to go out and execute against some guys that we haven't lined up against. Anytime you've been going against the same guys, you get into a routine. This will be a good challenge for all of our players in terms of going out and competing against the guys. We're going to see some different schemes, some different techniques, so it'll be fun to watch the guys compete. That'll be the first day that we haven't installed. So we, you know, we'll have nothing new going in. We'll want to just let these guys work on things that they've practiced prior to running the plays tomorrow.
What about Ryan was saying the other day that no one tight end can replace Tony. There'll be lots of help for Levine. Can you talk about how that comes into play and, you know, having more than one guy replacing Tony?
Well, it comes into play not only replacing Tony at the tight end position, but replacing Tony in his touches. You know, Tony's been a very productive player his entire career, and especially here in Atlanta. So there might be multiple tight ends that are touching, that are going to get touches, and then we're also going to have to probably redistribute the ball to other players. So it's going to give other players, not necessarily tight ends, but other players on our offense opportunities to get touches.